It's your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Today's episode is super sweet. In it, Nick and I dish our candy preferences and prejudices with our good friend, artist Kelly Joy Ladd. Listen and learn how differently we all approached our Halloween candy as kids, and try not to judge me for my indiscretions. It's a full confection show, and you have the golden ticket, my friends. Enjoy.
So I heard this advice on, it was in a book, and I'm not really convinced that I like the book yet, but the advice was, it's Atomic Habits. It's all about changing your habits and doing that stuff. And one of the pieces of advice that kind of caught my attention, it's usually the stuff that I don't agree with that I remember from the book, unfortunately, if you want to drink more water, fill up water bottles and put them around your house. And I'm like, but then it wouldn't be cold. Yeah. Like gross, warm, room temperature water? I'm not going to do that.
I love room temperature water. You know why? It's good for your digestion because
it's better for you, right?
It's better for you because if you drink cold water, it shocks your digestive system and slows it down. Mm-hmm. So warm or room temperature water just like keeps it everything equal and your whole system equal, and there's no shock to it.
I wonder if I need to get hypnotized into liking it.
I just can't. I
like cold water. I'm usually warm. I mean, that's the thing. Mm. But it also heats up your internals, like, because all of a sudden you've got cold water in you, so it heats you up. So it's actually doing the opposite of what it should do.
Yeah, it has to adjust in order to get to your homeostasis.
Yeah.
You know, that balance level. But I drink gallons of water every day, and it's always cold. I can't drink warm water. It's just,
Yeah, that's what I do.
But you like warm soda too? Do you do like?
I don't drink soda.
I don't do much, but I do have some.
Every once in a while, and then coffee, and maybe the occasional tea. Tea has never tasted correct to me. I do like some of the flavored ones with a lot of sugar, and then at that point, it's just the sugar water.
I love that you said never tasted correct. Yeah. Like, I never thought of tasting things and saying, well, yes, that tastes accurate.
Wrong. That is wrong.
Like when you eat a Skittle when you're expecting an M&M, right? You go, your mind goes, whoa.
Nope.
What is something wrong with this M&M?
I've tasted the rainbow, and I was expecting a chocolate interior. No, thank you.
Although the rainbow is delicious. I discovered that Emily Fontana, who's a lady I do improv with, and I have a love for Sour Patch Kids. She brought a jar, like this, a jar this size, full of Sour Patch Kids into the green room this weekend, and I ate most of them. And she was joyful in seeing me eat them because she said that her boyfriend got her a 5-pound bag of them. So she was just offloading them.
What? Yeah, that's too many.
No, you don't.
That's too many. No, I was reacting mostly to the quantity.
Yeah, this year, 5 pounds. Yeah. 5 pounds. Well, you don't want to eat it all at the same time, but I wouldn't mind having 5 pounds just hanging around for my, you know, daily consummation.
How much would you have a day? How many ounces?
Probably 16 a day.
16 ounces. So it would last
16
five,
ounces five or yeah. 16 Sour Patch Kids?
16 Sour Patch Kids in each mouthful. I like to taste the entire rainbow in every handful. It was a stupid thing that I discovered when I went to Hilton Head with my brother and sisters, that I got Sour Patch Kid heads. They sold a bag of just the heads.
Yeah, just that's the best part. It's like muffin tops.
You would think. I think it is to some people. But then I found that I couldn't stop eating them. And I was like, this is a new thing in my life. So I've made room for Sour Patch Kids.
Heads.
Heads.
Pez?
The heads.
Heads. Yeah, the heads too. Because I don't eat Pez. I don't eat Pez. Pez. It's like Necco wafers.
No, better than Necco wafers.
Okay,
Necco
worst candy in the world.
Oh, I don't like those black and orange things at Halloween.
Oh, the candy corns.
No.
Oh.
Growing up, people would hand out these black and like it was an orange one and a black
it's
one.
A pre-pack, I think it's like saltwater taffy.
Is that what that is?
Garbage taffy. Yeah,
yeah. Because didn't they have like maple flavor or something?
I don't know.
Whatever
I,
it is.
My brothers and I just threw those away.
It's feet flavored.
We threw nothing away in my house. We just ate them last. There was no candy that went unconsumed in our house. And what I would do is eat all my favorite candies. And then before I'd eat my crappy candies, I'd steal favorite candies out of my brother and sister's bags.
You didn't do any trading back and forth in case somebody had
this
favorites?
This was not civil discourse. Okay. This was thievery behind people's backs in all cases.
See, that's interesting because I would eat the crappy candy first.
Oh.
Like when I eat cake, I eat the cake first and then the icing last.
That's interesting. Yeah. Now, is that your approach to life in general? If you have like a series of tasks that you have
vegetables
to do.
Vegetables first, then steak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. And, and if you have like
work. Oh, tasks?
Yeah.
Opposite. I do the ones that I like, and then I never do the ones I don't like.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. So by that logic, I should be approaching tasks as candy, or cake, or steak, or anything delicious. Then I would approach them the same way. I would do the ones I don't like first, and then consume the ones that I want to do. Sorry, I would do the ones that I want to. I'm starting to think of this as food. I'm getting hungry. Have a great day.